Legislators have a lot of questions about yesterday's announcement that Exxon and TransCanada will work together on development of a North Slope natural gas pipeline. The House Resources and Energy Committees immediately scheduled, then postponed, a hearing with the principals for next Monday. Meanwhile, the Senate Energy Committee has tentatively called for a public session with executives of the two companies the week after next. Anchorage Republican Liesl McGuire says she and co-chair Bill Willikowski decided they need more information on the agreement itself, as well as an explanation of Exxon's interest in the project.
The state is absolutely going to be involved, needs to be involved, because while it is an agreement between two private sector companies, it is also an agreement that's going to have profound consequences on the future development of the Alaska natural gas pipeline. And the state is going to play a critical role when it comes to issues like gas certainty, fiscal certainty on gas.
She says studies had already been planned for this year on separating the state's gas tax regime from crude oil taxes, and the oil and gas industry has already become involved in the issue. She says the gas leaseholders tell her that fiscal certainty is still key to the project's viability. Democratic Representative Les Guerra says lawmakers need to know more about the agreement and how it relates to the success of the first open season next summer when leaseholders apply for space on the line. He wants to know what the legislature will be asked to do.
Exxon is still saying they're not going to commit gas unless the state gives them major concessions. Conoco and BP have been very clear that they want major concessions. And obviously, we're in a negotiating phase, right? They have to say that to maximize their profits for their shareholders. So it's what happens over the next year that really matters.